Good afternoon and welcome to Interviews. I am Kimberly Rose and you're listening to BBS Radio, bbsradio.com. The number to call in, 888-815-9756. 888-815-9756 if you'd like to call in if you have any questions. And also I wanted just to mention that if you want to go to my website, KimmyRose.com is the website, and there's a lot of neat things there. If you're wanting to get a weekly astrological tip, it's there. It's all based on the Vedic astrology, and also a free meditation that I put up there for you so that you can connect with you. And the most important thing is going within, is really learning to go within and ground. It's been an interesting couple weeks. I've talked to several people and many of them are asking me what is going on energetically. It feels like they're going through all kinds of emotional things, all kinds of ups and downs. And one of the things that I've been really stressing is don't worry about so much of what's out there affecting you and focus more on what you can do about what's inside and know that you are always in complete control of your consciousness when you allow yourself to stay connected to your truth. And talking about truth, I am so excited to have on the show today Linda Starwolf. Linda is the founder of Venus Rising Institute for Shamanic Healing Arts and the Shamanic Breathwork Process. And what I love about her is that when I was reading her book and I was looking at all of her information, she's connected to breath, which I think is the most important thing that we can really focus on in our life is our breath. Remembering our breath is our spirit, and our spirit is all that we truly are. And the more we connect with that, the more we can get in touch with our truth. And Linda, I want to bring Linda to the show right now and welcome you. And it's so nice to meet you.
You too, Kimmy. Thank you. Thank you for having me on.
I really appreciate it. I know right now during this time period, we're right in the middle of, the holidays and a lot of people, although with us, it's just like once you get so connected to your purpose, how can you not? I mean, just to me, it's the more you can talk to people, the more exciting it is, And I was looking at your book and, it's really interesting. Shamanic Breathwork, Journeying Beyond the Limits of the Self. And I love it. I absolutely love this book.
Thank you. Thank you.
It's got some amazing things in here, and I do have a specific question about it, but before I get to my question, I wanted to just ask you to share with all of our listeners a little bit about yourself.
Okay, well, of course, I tell quite a bit of my story in the book that tells a little bit of my journey and how I started out working with the breath and where I am today with that, so... I make a joke sometimes and say, well, I've been breathing ever since birth, and it is a lot of work. to breathe. And the reason I say that is because most people don't even realize that they're not fully embodied and that they're not fully breathing into their lives. And I certainly was one of those people. I've had my share of ups and downs in my life and experiences and the loss of someone very dear to me at an early age and different traumas and issues throughout my lifetime. And I didn't even know that I wasn't breathing fully and that by breathing and becoming more conscious and present in my life, that it could shape-shift my consciousness and that I could open up to a whole new world and a whole new way of being. So my path has been a spiral one. I grew up in Western Kentucky, and I became a mental health counselor at a very young age, at 20 years old. I worked in the mental health field for a long time, primarily with people who had chronic mental illness. And then I moved into working in the field of addictions, and which has become so prevalent, or at least in our awareness and consciousness, the last few decades. I did that for a number of years as a specialist in the field of addictions, acquiring an alternative degree in psychology and spirituality. I went on a journey of my own out beyond the so-called, I guess you could say, systems. And that, you know, they're more mainstream in general, and studied with different shamanic elders and also with breathwork teachers and so many of the what's called alternative healing practices. And then really came full circle to integrating all of those methodologies back together. And eventually, 13 years ago, after winding around that journey for many years and always working with people in the process of change, founding my own organization called Venus Rising Institute for Shamanic Healing Arts and birthing the shamanic breathwork process, which really is a synthesis of all the different paths that I've traveled and brought together under one umbrella with our institute and under the actually trademark name of shamanic breathwork. There's a lot of people that, you know, that refer to types of breathing as shamanic, but we've actually coined that phrase, almost a decade and a half ago to really express the kind of work that we were doing, and took on the metaphor of the wounded healer and the understanding of how to move through cycles and spirals of change, how to move through constant, internal death and rebirth sequences in our lives so that we could drop old levels of consciousness and evolve ourselves forward. So that's what I would mainly say about myself, that I'm a student of life, that I'm not a person who's removed from having experiences both of the dark and the light, that I have learned equally from, and that today hopefully I'm choosing to learn more from wisdom rather than woe.
I love that. When you talk about that, Linda, and when you talk about learning about the, you know, it's like it's recognizing that dark and the light. I talk to a lot of healers, and one of the things that I'll share is that, you know, sometimes I find myself going into a very dark space. Mm-hmm. And it's not necessarily that I feel dark as much as I feel like it's a darkness that's there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it can be scary. I'm a survivor of incest, so not that I'm holding that as much as I know that when you go through things, you tend to kind of find a way of distorting reality as a child.
Right.
And it's interesting because in your book, and if anybody's tuning in, I just want to just let them know that they're listening to interviews. We've got Linda Starwolf, and I want to give out your website so people have it. It's shamanicbreathwork.org. And I'm looking at your book, Shamanic Breathwork, and I'm looking at this interesting picture that I actually 3 months ago, the end of August, right before I've been through a lot of relationship changes. My husband just up, and some situations occurred, and we separated, and we've always had a really great connection, but a lot of things have happened, and when you talk about darkness, I felt like that darkness was there,
mm-hmm.
you know, and there was
mm-hmm.
something, it was almost like when I looked in his eyes, I didn't even feel like it was him. I felt
mm-hmm.
like there was somebody else there. Well, that you have at this picture of the shadow cycle of the water cycle, a chaotic womb experience. And what I thought was interesting is I went out and painted this on a 8-foot wall, exactly this picture.
Oh, my word.
And I would love to know more about that.
Oh, wow. Well, you know, in the book I talk about the 5 cycles of change and about that there is a map, an alchemical map for transformation every time we go through a death and a rebirth, which really is the hallmark of what shamanism is. It's about dropping old levels of consciousness, moving through experiences, meeting change in our life, which is always means that we're going to let go of something, which is a sort of death of some kind. Sometimes it's small, sometimes it's huge. And, you know, sometimes it's traumatic, and sometimes we can be very conscious through it. but we still must go through the process. And when we meet those changes, we enter into a world or realm, and I call it, you know, five cycles. And one is water, one is earth, one is fire, then one is spirit, which then takes us into air, into rebirth. So there's four natural elements or cycles that we go through that are connected very much to being a human being. And then there's the spiritual energy or the supernatural. There's the nature and then the supernature or supernatural that animates and then supports those elemental worlds as we move through them. And everything in life has a light and a shadow. So when we reject the shadow, sometimes it will come up and, you know, bite us later on, and it's as if we couldn't see it. And until that comes, we're often shocked, and we see so many things in the news and that's happening, and with different famous figures, there's a lot of things going on in the world right now, and people are like, oh, I couldn't see that. That means it's in the shadow. So when we talk about something being in the shadow world, either in a water cycle or an earth or fire or spirit or air, we're just talking about the side that's been hidden, the side that wasn't seen until now. And it doesn't discount the light side. It doesn't discount the beauty or the love or the joy that was in any situation or with a person or a career or a lifestyle that suddenly then it becomes evident that that's changed in some way, and even in a way that can be scary. Yeah. And especially like with childhood, sometimes people will say, you know, in my childhood I was very loved and felt very connected to my family, but, you know, family members were very abusive. And people say, well, that can't be. How is it one thing or another? But the reality is in life is that everything is divided into light and dark. And there's a mixture of light and dark in everything that we experience. So when we do these inner journeys, whether it's in the shamanic breathwork process that we teach and the journey into that world of light and dark, or whether and into those cycles where we can identify them, or whether we are doing some other kind of journey, even like, you know, you were talking about meditations or guided imageries or whatever, we get powerful symbols that come to us from our soul. And the soul speaks the language of archetype. It speaks the language of the unseen worlds and the psychic principles that resides in our bigger consciousness, in our soul world versus our ego world. And we, you know, our ego can see these symbols day to day and not even recognize them, not even, and just walk right past some huge spiritual thing that's happening or synchronicity. But with the eyes of the soul, when it's turned on, it can see and go, oh my goodness, that hawk flew over just as I was talking about this. Or I drew this image and now I'm seeing the same image in a book or in somebody else's drawing or some artist or in my dreams or whatever. What does that mean? And that usually means we have our soul's eyes on and we're now listening at a much deeper level. So, Kimmy, what I hear is that from what you're sharing is that, you know, you've had this relationship that's been really important to you, and now it's shifted, and you talked about it felt as almost if there was a darkness and you almost didn't recognize the person. And that's what people frequently say, and I've been working with people around the shadow for many, many years, even before it became popular to do so, that it means that the person is now expressing their shadow side, and maybe they, for some reason, they weren't able to bring more of that to the fore in the relationship before. And unless we can bring both our shadow and our light forward in our relationships openly, then it often is shocking. And so this image that you've touched into, this shadow side, is an archetype of some kind. You know, it might mean something, you know, different to you than it would to me, but it is a archetype that is showing up, that's that exists, you know, in the imaginal world, which is, by the way, a real world, and it's giving you your own message. And I guess I don't know if you want to talk about that, but I'm wondering what you think the message might be.
Well, I can tell you, and what I'll do is, too, during the break, I'm going to post it on Facebook so everybody can see the picture.
But I'd like to see it, too.
Yeah, I want it. I really would like you to see it because it's interesting. But what was going on is I started going to a Buddhist Buddhist service every week, and instead of responding when there were arguments or problems, instead of responding with anger, I just simply would go into my breath, and I would really allow myself to be calm. I didn't. I still do carry my Dhammapada everywhere. I would pick it up, and I would just allow myself to be mindful. And it seemed that more and more that I did that, it was like creating, like an anger was coming out of and when I talk about him, he's a very spiritual person, very centered, but it was just the strangest thing. Well, one morning I woke up and I just said, I'm going to go out and paint. And I'm not an artist of any type. I mean, I think I can color, you know, I have children. I have five children. I color and do things like that. But I turned on some music. It was actually Jimi Hendrix I turned on. Exactly. And I'm not a big, you know, I'm not saying that I listen to Jimmy. But I just felt like I turned it on and I'm painting and I'm just like painting and I'm going, oh my gosh, I'm like, okay, there's 22 points here. And I felt like it had to do with accessing an energy. So I'm not sure but that's what came to me. And I saw 22 points I just kept seeing and I wrote on it one breath.
Yeah. So this was the shadow side of a water experience for you, do you think? Chaotic, wound.
Well, he is a water sign. Yeah.
Because I'm just looking at it right now in my book and just seeing that spiraling energy, you know, and the spiral is a very powerful symbol for change. Many people frequently report either dreaming or seeing in a vision or in their meditation or their breathwork journey. It's a very common symbol that shows up, or they can even feel kind of dizzy, like they're spiraling around, like they're losing their footing or something, when they're entering into a vortex that really is what I call the water whirl. And it's really where things begin to dissolve, and it's where you know, what has been is coming undone, that it's dissolving away. And so it's like the sand that you're standing on. When the waves come in, it's washing out the sand from underneath you. And there's not a real strong footing for a while when something like that happens. So when I say it's the shadow side or the dark side, doesn't necessarily mean it's evil. It could be. But it's really talking about that it's just the side that we haven't seen. It's a side we haven't expressed. It could, you know, have grief, anger, shame, frustration, confusion, you know, all those kinds of so-called dark emotions that really need to be expressed. And art is a wonderful way to express it. And, you know, when we do the breath work, whether I do it with a person privately or I coach somebody to start doing breath work on their own, or we're in groups, we frequently do this in groups, people express all kinds of emotions. And they'll just, you know, have the widest range from grief and despair and confusion and anger and frustration. And then a few moments later, they might be expressing extreme joy, ecstasy, bliss, happiness, gratitude, grace. Just so many emotions are expressed. And what often happens is people be sharing their story or sharing their artwork afterwards, because we usually do masks or mandalas or collages or something to express the art in the heart that's coming through, and the symbols that are being given. And, you know, they'll just say, it was so strange because one minute I was ecstatic and the next moment I was in, you know, this dark place, and then I was happy again. And what I really got out of that is that, you know, my emotions are just a state of consciousness, and they change just like the weather. And you know, they change, so it's important to feel them, but it's important not to, as you said earlier, not to be controlled by them.
Yes, and that's the truth, is when you allow them to control you, that's when you start reacting instead of experiencing. And I think I kind of look at that as like a fight or flight syndrome that I think that everyone in this world is. You lose your breath.
Right, you do. You freeze up. You either start hyperventilating really fast and just disembody and disassociate, or you just freeze up and get really depressed and can't move.
Right. And during that time period, it was interesting because I think what I was doing was expressing a very silent part of myself. And I'm an Aquarius Gemini with a Gemini moon. I'm very vocal. Usually, like my friends will say, if I'm mad at you, I'll say it. And then I'm done with it. But what it was, I was holding in a lot and trying. It was like really going into the silence, and I was having a hard time. And, you know, or maybe because I'm an intuitive, I was sensing the energy around me that was chaotic. It could be. It was just the strangest thing that I painted this picture and. It was really weird. It was just, I thought, wow, that is, and then it had a face in it too. And my guide was in it. You could see my guide's face in it. Yeah. Mm. Isn't that neat?
Well, it's certainly a wonderful way to express confusion or grief or anger. It's a wonderful way to do it. We, in the shamanic breathwork journey that we teach, people do their breathing session. And we always put it to music that's chakra attuned, so it can elicit responses from people of all kinds, depending on what they need to experience. And as facilitators, we don't think we know ahead of time what people need to experience. We trust that the shaman and the healer is within them, and that we're there to really facilitate and midwife and help them open up and birth new parts of themselves, reclaim lost parts of themselves, and move through places where they might be stuck. And so people are often very cathartic or, you know, express a lot of emotion or feelings. And then sometimes people are very, very still and very internal in their journey. And we just never know what a person's going to experience, and it's going to be authentic each time. But when we do complete the journey with people at the end, we always take people into a space where they can do something creative with the energy. In addition to having journeyed or expressed through their journey in the internal world, or even expressed cathartically perhaps, we would like to bring them into a place where they can be a little more concrete in their expression. And so they'll often do some form of art. And sometimes when we have longer week-longs with people, they'll get a whole day just to really draw or paint or express in different, you know, with different materials, the energies, and also to journal and scribe their journey. And then we come back into a group with each other. And if we have a large group, we'll go into small groups. And sometimes we'll come back then into the larger group at the end where everybody can check in. But we'll give people an opportunity to do in-depth processing and sharing around their experience. Because sometimes people get very clear in the journey, and they just know exactly what it was, and it's like they get an aha or an insight, and can move right past it. And other times, they got a piece of it, but they need that group experience of support and reflection, and even sharing, and someone saying, could it be, or if that were my experience, it sounds like it might have been like this, or I have experienced something similar to this. And just in that, many times, in that kind of love and support, people begin to be very clear about what it is that they need to do next, if anything. And that really helps integrate the experience, the art, and the sharing afterwards.
That makes a lot of sense. And you're talking about processing, and we have to take a break, but I want to talk about that when we come back, of the importance of processing. And if anybody does go to Facebook, I'm on there. You can go to Kimberly Rose or Kimmy Rose, and you can sign up to be my friend. The picture's on Facebook. And that I painted. We are talking to Linda Starwolf. Her website is shamanicbreathwork.org. You're listening to Interviews with Kimberly Rose. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Kimberly Rose. Listen weekly to my show, Interviews. We're now syndicated, so you can hear us all over the world on different stations. Go to KimmyRose.com to find out more information and how to tune in weekly. Also, if you're wanting to connect, you want to get advice, whether it be from a life coach or an intuitive, we have the best people. They are handpicked from all over the world. Go to KimmyRose.com and click on Kimmy and Friends. Right there, you'll be able to get a free reading and connect with some of the greatest readers around the world. You can also call 734-854-1514 to connect with these amazing people. You can also connect with me by calling that number. Again, that's KimmyRose.com. Take time to manifest change in your life. Remember, it's all about what's within you. Hi, this is Kimberly Rose, and I want to share with you a testimony that comes from a listener in New Jersey. Dear Kimmy, for 8 years, I've been trying to get pregnant. I called in to talk to you one day, and you offered me advice on working with hypnosis. I went to your website, and I ordered your fertility CD. And what I wanted to share with you is I'm pregnant. We just had our first ultrasound. A beautiful baby is forming inside of me, and I believe that it was the power of my mind that allowed that. Thank you so much for sharing with me that you don't need pills. You don't need things outside of you. Everything that you could ever need is right within you. That comes from Margaret. And Margaret, thank you for writing in. And anytime you would like to write in with testimony, please go to KimmyRose.com and share information. If you're interested in transforming your life with hypnosis, whether it be fertility, weight loss, stop smoking, we even work with golf improvement, sports improvement, connecting with your higher self, relationships. Go to KimmyRose.com, go to the store section, also go to the class section, and check out what we have to offer. We have a variety of CDs, MP3 downloads, and also classes. And if you'd like us to come to your area, give us a call, 734-854-1514. Thanks so much for listening to Kimberly Rose on Interviews. Peace. Hi, I'm Kimberly Rose with Interviews. If you'd like to get a hold of me for a reading or check out my online classes, go to my website at KimmyRose.com. You can also call me at my store at 734-854-1514. While you're at the website, check out some of the great things that we have for sale. That's KimmyRose.com. I'm Kimberly Rose with Interviews. Welcome back to Interviews. I am Kimberly Rose, and you're listening to BBSRadio.com. If you'd like to check out my website, you can go to KimmyRose.com. The weekly horoscope is there. And also, to get a hold of me, 734-854-1514. I got Judith. I did get your message, and Judith was just part of a seminar that we did, and she is down 24 pounds. So we do weight loss seminars. So if you are interested in any CDs or a complete listing of classes, again, go to KimmyRose.com. Right now, I'd like to welcome to the show, once again, a very, very special guest, Linda Starwolf. She is the author of Shamanic Breathwork, Journeying Beyond the Limits of the Self. And we were talking a little bit about an experience that I had, and it's a picture I painted, and I had painted it right before just a lot of things, I would say, started to kind of go chaotic, but as always, I believe that the chaos, it happens just to bring us back to ourself. And we were talking, mm-hmm. Linda, about the process, and I would love for you to share the process that you use when you work with people.
Great. Thank you, Kimmy.
Thank you.
Well, I've been developing processes really since the 1980s for people to go through in order to make change. And, of course, I've always been my best guinea pig. I've been the best one to work on my own journey and my own processes. And the shamanic breathwork process itself has been a very potent and powerful process and journey for people to be able to use to make lasting and powerful and rather dramatic changes in their lives. And people often who feel stuck or apathetic or even kind of depressed or lost or unsure, confused, or have things coming up at a certain time in their life where they've gotten triggered and old past memories are coming up from their childhood or things like that. Or maybe they're going through some sort of change like a divorce or a great loss of a career or something shocking. Even PTSD, veterans, things like that, have often sought out shamanic breathwork because they knew they needed something deeper than perhaps talking to someone each week or over a couple of weeks, that was helpful and supportive, but it wasn't going to make the change at a deeper level that they need to make. We also have people who perhaps are not dealing with a specific trauma or difficult change in their life, but they're just sensing that their spirituality is not where they want it to be. They don't feel in their body or deeply connected the way they would like to. They have an intellectual understanding of a higher power or of great spirit or the great mystery or something bigger in the universe or a particular religious experience, but they're not really feeling the depth of spiritual connection they want to feel in their lives. And so those individuals come to deepen their spiritual path. Whatever the reason a person shows up at our workshops or seminars or at my book talks or whatever reasons they show up, they often will discover through the work they begin to do that they're already on a journey. They've been on a journey their whole life, the spiritual journey of being human, and that they are ready and that they're now being drawn to journey beyond the limits. And if I had enough room on the front of the book, I would have said journey beyond the limits of the little self, because the big self with a capital S is a very important part of who we are. And so journeying beyond the limits of the little self is something that we can learn to do by going through different processes, and people do that in lots of different ways. One of the most powerful tools that we have through Venus Rising organization, our 501c3 nonprofit, is the Shamanic Healing Initiatory Process. And the initials for that are SHIP, and that spells SHIP. And it's interesting, when we did that, we thought, well, that's cute, we'll call it SHIP, and, you know, that's kind of snazzy, and people all, that sort of thing. But it has gained so much more importance since we started this about, it's been a little over 10 years ago, the SHIP process itself, and that people started naming their SHIP groups because they're committed groups of individuals of anywhere, it's usually between 12 and 20 individuals who make a journey together. So now we all get on SHIP. We set sail. We push off from shore, from the things that we've known, and we go into uncharted waters. And, sometimes we're swimming, sometimes we're floating, sometimes we're overboard, sometimes it's a sunny day, sometimes it's a tsunami. And that people are with the crew. You know, they're shipmates. And then people name their ship things like one group right in the middle of it, they got so intense they called themselves the abandoned ship because everybody wanted to leave. You know, just because it got very intense that time. Other people have thought about the love boat, so they've called themselves the love ship. We've even started, and then we started a couple ship for couples to go through. It was our first one we started back this summer. And so it's the couple ship. One of our
I love
people,
that.
Isn't that great? One of the people that's in our group wants to start an eldership just for the crones and sages. And so there's so many metaphors that this has happened, and I teach often, and I say to people that, you know, sometimes we're waiting for the mothership to come and save us, but the reality is that the relationship that we have with our higher power and direct source is what we need to take us to truth, to really come home to ourselves. And so there's all these metaphors that have developed around the ship. But the most important part of this process is that in these committed ships, when we also do open ones that people can come to just, you know, an individual segment of 5 days, but in the committed ships, a group comes through and they come through and meet together once about every 3 or 4 months over a year period until they've completed 5 initiations, because this is the shamanic healing initiatory process. And just briefly, in a nutshell, and you can go onto my website, shamanicbreathwork.org, and read about the ship. But briefly, the 5 initiations, the first, Kenny, the spiral path, which is
okay.
The alchemical map for transformation, which is that swirling energy.
Yes.
And explaining the spiral versus the linear or just circular path, and how the spiral is this evolutionary force that we're in right now. And that's our map. The second initiation is the family of origin material of dealing with our childhoods. And so many people that do spiritual work don't ever deal with their psychology. And I really find that sad, because they just kind of bypass into spirituality, and they don't ever really get here grounded in their bodies and deal with their very human issues. And so in the family of origin work, we entitled that The Gift That Keeps on Giving. And the reason for that is because our families, even if we never see them again, are always going to have been our families. We can't
Yes.
change that. And to make peace with that is so important if we're going to live our bigger truth. And some people have done a lot of that work, and some have not done any, even though they might be spiritual teachers. And so that's an important initiation. The third initiation we do is Dancing with the Shadow, getting to know our own dark side, any addictions, anything we've been in denial about, looking at other people's and at a collective shadow, and how to dance with that and to love ourselves and others unconditionally, and to not project that shadow out into the world and create more chaos in our lives, or others, I might add. The fourth initiation is opening to the inner beloved. And that is taking our projections off of everybody and everything around us, even our beloved partners, at needing to rescue us, and finding that inner beloved, our higher power or greater power, that always loves us and is the only thing that will ever be there with us 100% of the time. And so there's a real love that we happen and deepen into, much like we would even with a lover, much like the poetry of Rumi. And the fifth initiation, then, is fully stepping into our sacred purpose and becoming clear about what it is that we need to be doing in the world. And there's a lot of talk about we need to be being instead of doing, but I think it's both and. I believe that we must be and become first, and then there's a whole lot of doing, quite frankly, that needs to be done on this planet. And it's hard to do it if we're not centered in ourselves and if we don't know who we are. And so those 5 initiations really take us into being able to be fully embodied, connected to our higher power, and being able to take cultural creatives and co-creatives and take powerful action in the world to make changes.
And that's what's so important is, and I just want to stress that, you know, that we get, that it is possible. A lot of people think that it's not possible, but it, nothing is impossible and everything's possible. We're going to take a quick break when we come back. We're going to talk more with Linda Starwolf. She's the author of Shamanic Breathwork, Journeying Beyond the Limits of the Self. And I just love that because that's what, with all the things that are going on right now, so many people are looking for ways to just to shed and get back to the conscious, their true conscious mind. So we're gonna take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll have more with interviews. I am Kimberly Rose. Do you want to lose weight, stop smoking, connect with your higher self? Are you trying to get pregnant? If you're interested in any of these things, go to KimmyRose.com and check out our wide variety of hypnosis CDs. We've got testimonials on the website. Change your life, change your mind with our hypnosis CDs. That's at KimmyRose.com. Join me on Saturday, April 10th and Sunday, April 11th of 2010 for the Toledo Body, Mind, and Spirit Festival. There'll be free admission, free parking, lectures, and classes both days. We'll have exhibitors from all over the United States. You can go to ToledoBodyMindSpiritFestival.com for more information. If you want to be an exhibitor, a speaker, fill out the application there. That's the Toledo Body, Mind, and Spirit Festival on April 10th. Hi, this is Kimberly Rose from Interviews. If you want to change your life and you want to develop your intuition, check out my new book, Wake Up Your Intuition. You'll be able to connect with mediumship. You'll even learn a little bit about numerology. It's all about what's within you. Remember, anyone can connect simply by practicing. Check out Wake Up Your Intuition by going to KimmyRose.com. Welcome back to Interviews. I am Kimberly Rose, and it is, I cannot believe, December the 14th, Monday. Time is just flying by, and we are so happy to have with us right now on the show, Linda Starwolf. She is an amazing person. She is the founder of Venus Rising Institute for Shamanic Healing Arts and the Shamanic Breathwork Process. Linda, welcome back to Interviews.
Thank you, Kimmy. And today's my birthday, by the way.
Happy birthday!
Thank you.
So a Sagittarian. So you definitely have something to share. You share it, and it's interesting because when you said that doesn't surprise me. I love the humbleness. And that's the most important thing is I think that when you said about being a student, I think the greatest teacher is always also the student. So I wanted to just tell you how much I appreciate and honor you for that. And I know that there's so much going on right now with so many people going through so many shifts and changes. And I want to talk because I know we've got about 9 minutes left, and I want to talk about the world and what's going on and what can we do to create more peace, and also I'd love to talk about where you're going to be at and how people can find you.
Thank you. First, I'll say that on my website, shamanicbreathwork.org, and also on my newsletters and blog, aquarianshaman.com, you can find, and also on Facebook, you can find my schedules. Now, I would just say that I'm going to be starting my Northwest tour January 18th through February 17th. So I'll be on the road in the Northwest for a whole month, traveling up and down the coast there. I'll be in Vancouver, British Columbia. I'll be in Seattle at East West Bookstore, also, and Portland at the Renaissance Center, and also several places doing breath work and book signings there. I'll be in the Open Secret Bookstore in San Rafael, California, East West Bookstore in Mountain View, and the Stress Management Center, Marin County, and several others that I can't even think where I am right now. But you can read about all of those on some of the places I've spoken. And I would love to see people, old friends that I've traveled and met out there before, and new ones. So please help spread the word around that. And then I'll be posting later on my Southwest tour and the rest of my tour around the country the rest of the year. But as far as speaking about being hopeful and a vision for the future, I'm extremely optimistic. And, of course, Sagittarius are usually known for that. And I'm very much a realist, and I'm pragmatic, but I'm also optimistic, even with everything that's going on in the world. And the reason I say that is because I see miraculous change every day. I've been a breathwork facilitator for many years. I've been doing inner work and outer work and shamanic psycho-spiritual work, which is a phrase I coined, for many years. And in the book, Shamanic Breathwork itself, I have several very powerful testimonial stories of people changing. And those are just a handful. When I asked for people to write in and give me their stories that had been doing breath work over the years, I had tons of people writing in. And I think someday I've got to find a way to put all of those into a book. But we just selected a few. Actually, I didn't get to select them. The publishers did, but they chose some wonderful stories. So there's much to be hopeful for. There are so many ways now that are being made available to us. I believe it's coming from, you know, the archetypal world, the Great Star Nation, from our inner selves. We have so much help from the guides, from angels, from whatever's sacred to people. And so much is being given to us that we can do to heal ourselves and to transform ourselves. My most favorite quote is that we need to become the change we want to see in the world, by Mahatma Gandhi. And today, one of my dear friends and co-authors, actually, Ruby Falconer, we've written a book that's coming out in April called Shamanic Egyptian Astrology, from Bear & Company, from ITI. She gave me the T-shirt today and said, I don't think you have this T-shirt, and you use this all the time. Be the change you want to see. And that's what my message is that we all need to do this deep inner work and healing and transformation and celebration of life. We are spiritual beings having a human experience, and the human experience is incredible, even in its darkness. And as you said, Kimmy, the darkness can sometimes be our greatest teacher and lead us into even more light and more humility and more brilliance. And this is a time of great hope. It's time for people to change and to reach out and to share that their hope and their changes with each other, and to not lose hope. That's the most important element at this time, is to not become a victim of your own emotions or your own circumstances, and to see everything as divine perfection, and to take what we don't like in our lives and to get serious about making it different now.
I totally agree, and I know with just all the things that are going on, one of the things that I had even said to myself is, you know, with all the changes that are going on, I felt like, hey, if I'm gonna be working with anybody, then I need to be most of all like really working deep within myself, and that's what it's about. It's about coming together collectively. I think that's the most important thing we can do, is come together as one. I want to just thank you, Linda, so much for joining me today. And I'm going to give everybody out your website and just tell everybody how awesome your book is. I've been carrying it around with me. I finally got it from my manager, who's been hogging it. So she actually took the CD. So I'm like, okay, I want that CD, but I'm sharing. So because
you
have the CD.
Can tell, is it a he or a she, your manager?
She, Luana, yes.
Oh, Luana, yes. You tell her we'll send her another one.
Yes.
She would like one of her own.
I'm like, I need to get that from her. But if you want to go to Linda Starwolf's website, go there. It's at shamanicbreathwork.org. And you can also check, when you go there, check out her schedule, go and see her, pick up her book, Shamanic Breathwork, Journeying Beyond the Limits of the Self. Thank you so much, Linda, for joining me today.
Kimmy, thank you. It's been delightful.
And peace to you. And mm-hmm. I want to share with everyone that we're going to just take a quick break, just a couple-minute break. When we come back, we've got Abigail in Phoenix who has a question. We'll be right back. You're listening to Interviews. Hi, this is Kimmy Rose. Go to my website, kimmyrose.com, and click on my calendar. I do seminars and lectures all over the United States. Also, check out my online seminars. Connect with your infinite self. Find ways to manifest more peace in your life by going to kimmyrose.com. And don't forget to listen to Interviews weekly. I'm Kimmy Rose. And remember, anything you could ever want in your life is just one breath away. Welcome back to Interviews. I am Kimberly Rose, and I want to just invite everybody to go to my website if you'd like more information on how to get a hold of me or some of the wonderful people at our store. The website is kimmyrose.com. I want to welcome Abigail in Phoenix, Arizona. Hi, Abigail.
Hi, thank you. Thank you. I wondered if I could ask a question about work.
Absolutely. Can I get your birthday real quick, Abigail?
Yes, it's 9/20. And do you need the year?
You know what? I've got, nope, I don't need it. Sometimes I do. I'm just getting really strong message of a lot of change. This is interesting, Abigail. Have you felt yourself like, feeling like this, upward and onward movement at all?
I have, in the way that I'm not so attached.
Right. So what do you get? So when you say, though, that you're not attached, do you feel like with people that there's been any kind of pulling or pushing and pulling going on?
Well, in the work arena, I'm not attached to any one particular, you know, I don't feel obligated. I feel like pretty free to express what I'm wanting to express at the moment.
Okay, because this is interesting, because this is showing some change, and it's showing, it's also showing growth, but it's telling me, and I know you didn't ask your question, but I just wanted to really share this with you, that it's telling me to make sure you're very specific about what it is you do and don't want. And when I say that in, you know, coming straight from my heart, it's just like really, really wanting you to, I'm laughing because I'm like, ask and you shall receive, you know, that's what it's about. But sometimes, and it is when I see this teaching modality here. And usually when I see something like that, it tells me that you probably have stepped into a new space that it really has a lot to do with a way of sharing, a new way of sharing. And also some things that are really coming up around the beginning of January. And it's saying, you know, I think you're willing to wait too, but it's like you're asking for some answers on top of that. Do you have any specific questions about work?
Yes. Do you see money coming in as a result of this?
I see money coming in, but it feels like I'm taking a deep breath because there's the frustration that, I'm just looking at this. Sorry. I'm just looking at this, and I just got this really, really strong feeling of being open, if that makes sense, being open to knowing that if you kind of give up the past and give up maybe cycles of the past, that things will be, yes, I do financially see that. I feel like, but I'm looking at this, hon, and I'm seeing closer to the beginning of February. So it looks like kind of some ups and downs. Let me ask you this. I know we only have a couple minutes, but I have to ask you, has there been any money owed to you?
I've been doing my work without charging outright, just expecting money, but now I'm telling everybody that, you know, I'm requiring payment, and
Okay. Go ahead. Sorry. I'm saying thank you because I'm glad that you're claiming that. You needed to claim that.
Okay.
So how does it feel when you say it to people?
Well, it feels rightly so. You know, it just feels right. I thought the money was going to come and contracts would come, but I haven't gotten anything yet.
Okay, this is what this is about. When I say claiming and speaking up, this is the difference. It's knowing, and I'm going to have you do something really powerful, okay, in this moment. I want you to say, I intend money now.
Okay.
Can you say that?
Yes, yes.
Say it out loud.
I intend money now.
Okay. I want you to bring that into your awareness and bring it into the moment, bring it into now. And what you're going to do, what you're doing by that is you're bringing about an energy that it will come. I mean, and I know it will come to you, but I feel like that you have to be very specific. And now being specific with people, it's that you're not doing anything unless it involves that. There has to be, and I am a big believer in trade and sharing and, you know, working with people, but I just feel like right now you're at the point where things are going to come, but you have to believe it, because energetically I'm getting that there's something there that you're not totally believing. I would like to do this on Monday because I know we have to sign off, but I would love for you to be able to call back in, if you could call in on Monday, and I'd like to look a little bit more at the astrological end of things with you and kind of guide you, because you've got a couple of things coming up with people that do involve contracts that could be very helpful. So if you don't mind calling back on Monday, would that be possible?
Yeah, Abigail? Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Have a wonderful week, Abigail.
Thank you.
Thank you. And I just want to thank so much. Thank you for listening to interviews. I want to thank Linda Starwolf for being a guest. We have some wonderful things coming out. I've got Chris Burford, who's going to be part of the program. He is an amazing intuitive. And you always go to my website, kimmyrose.com. If you'd like to talk to me for a reading, I'm available along with a wonderful psychics from all over the world. Have a blessed week, and thank you for joining me.